teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. I have the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I'm melting after the cold. My nose is melting. We're starting with a citation or a quote from the bases of discipline on page 286 of volume 1 of the Great Treatise. And it says, the end of accumulated things is depletion. The end of things that are high is a fall. The end of meetings is separation. The end of life is death.
No, the end of that, I just do some shit there, or what? Do some shit there, go. Me dog bad shit there, go. The end of that, sabo kung di tanje shi is pina. Longjiru kasi na ko sa sa ni. Tama tama di ako zendu zondu yor ba. Oh, the end of the longjiru shi ba shi wo desu yor ba. Rangi longjiru ba da shi an pendo chubu ne chubu ne. The end of that, kasu rata. Sanjeev, the no try in a co tiny sumaloa. Tiny sumaloa. But the yarda chin, the tameva Choshi meva chin and drink maris. Oh, be so what so me do but in the chin and drink maris. So we lead and lead the soya tandala. Madame, ume, ume soila chair with a songdoa.
Oh,
there's one. No, she's a good long Sag de carret and that, Lutso et and that. Yes, I could sagwa quin, the tama de co zerne, so so the carandre is yora.
No,
the end of co long chesh and bachelor is. Drang a long chesh and give a drug in a true. And the tiny small launch over is. Choshi meva bezo, I imagine the calacarore. Lut and soyat and dare, sayat and twinet is a tata chuna.
No,
deora, that's why my dear miniature would is on yora.
No. So then we're talking about the three times, the topic of our discussion with the 400 stanzas on the middle way. But so here, three times is talking really about impermanence. When we bring up the topic of the three times. In this context, when in this verse, then, it's talking about that starts out with the end of accumulated things is depletion. Now, the accumulated things, it means that our material resources, whatever we're using in this life, that there's it's giving a kind of instruction on how to use material things is basically what this means. And there's two extremes where you're just, never satisfied and you have too little, right? And then, or you have too, you're always wanting. You keep on wanting more and more and there's, you have no satisfaction or contentment. So here, then, it's the advice that's sort of implicit with this line is that you have to find the middle way between two extremes, just to have enough to, support your life, and also to, to share with others or to give to others. And then, and that's that's kind of the middle way between those two extremes.
Tumbo namje tadung dur sigdwa. Yaga raje chigi kewa yina da chi pyusum soba de chikar chung yina ya. Ta de shibji chung sung samje tene nga je de kengba chi yo ma re sero. Di ko ma tadung je ya ko de zo do ne membe sa chi ma le be ti ko ne ba re. Ni da ba keji 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 ko ndu do yin ma di chol du yo ra. Mo di ndu za ko tumbo namje tadung dur sigdwa. Garazu kyusum sobare yaga chungsu no ta takwa tembare su ta de shibu chungsam nga ye she kenpa she shendale member tinde sam ko ra o tinde she yo mare sung yo ra ti ma ya she lep suna ma sa ya de ko nyori keji 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 le ma ru yo re sung yo ra o tombo nam ye ta dong yo ru su
so then the advice that's implicit in the next line is the end of things that are high is a fall and so the end of things that are high is just saying no matter how perfect things can get, how really good things can get, and you think, oh, you know, this is real success, and then you get proud and you tend to think, oh, it's always going to be like this, you know, this is great. Then the advice here that's implicit in this line is, no, it's not always going to be this way, gradually that will decline, whatever it is that you've perfected, or in the Tibetan it's really sort of perfected, you've brought it to, you know, a perfect state of some sort, you know, you've reached a high level or whatever, that eventually will decline.
O di indu kasore pangbu ne samlu na lya ya ga de chusum so shi le sun da ma 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 jo ne chi ma ti ta kwa de ma re sum de samlu na yo na ene chi ma ko ta de le sun da o da me se ge shi bi ji du me de chung ti yong ma ro wa ta wa de nga ta kwa ri shi de ye sam ma ba nga ji de chi ma ma sa du de ene lo le me shi ba ka nge du nge yong ro wa ti samlu na tang bu ne ti che le ti yong de sam sa samlu yo ko yo ra
so then how is this helpful if we keep this in mind? Is that if you have this idea, oh, that it's always going to be great like this, and it's going to stay, and you're feeling proud and you know self-satisfied, something like that, then when things do decline and you have a fall, as things will, then it's very painful. It's very unbearable that time. So on the other hand, if you've kept in mind that as it says, the end of things that are high is a fall, if you have kept that in mind, then you won't get that upset, or you know, won't undergo so much suffering at the end of that. When you at the fall, I will just use the word here, you know, when things decline, it's when it's reached its end, you know, whatever, as things do.
Dube tama trawa desigdwa. Ko treba tama tre ni chik nye nye duri ka dro re chik kari na treba yena ya rwa. Trobo yidu nga lo so ka treba yena ya. Treba kunji tadele ya trawa de yungu desi. Dagwa rishti te ya yuwa maare. Ko kaga chi nima chik pe so kaga tama chiwi nega bina re ti nye nye kaga dwe ta chujo vre. Dagwa rishti ya mayu ta chujo vre. Treba tama tila ko trawa desi. Ti diya samlu na shaa ku resi. Ti treba hindi pusun so dagwa rishti li te ya yin samji te yuwa maa ta tu chi nima chik kaga dwe yin sam. Samlu na yuwa kore. Tiyona kari yorisina, tebe ringdili ya, ane chik chambata tsewata nyamdo yabuji deyagu re samgu yore. Tagdu tenya yomar, ta tezi ringa chichil tubu deyaka nge tene, chu yomar san yabuji u re samso, o di samlu chen deyagu re sigi yora.
So then the next one, the third line, is the end of meetings is separation. This is any kind of coming together and meeting together with others, whether it's beautiful friends or you know, old friends or however you want to think of the coming together, the end of any kind of meetings is separation. Eventually you're going to have to separate. And so what would be the benefit of keeping this in mind? Well, if you keep this in mind all the time when you're together, then you'll be very careful not to do any kind of, what do you say, harmful things or difficult, make any kind of difficulties when you're together, you know, any kind of disharmony. That when you're together, then you'd be loving and compassionate and caring for whoever you're with. And because you understand that, you know, eventually you have to separate.
No, Debe ring dilea kewa tu chamba tsawa nyingji kome tso che yagu ji te ko res sumbu tagwa ji te yi sam tang ji ji yo ma res chi we chol ni ru ni ni ru ro de yo res chi wa dis yong ju re sam sam lu yo na ni ne sam lu yo ne che ma le bun de ten de me so ba ji chi bu dong ye shu chi bu de yong yo ma ro ka ji chi wa sam lu ta chen dilea me ge wa pa ke wa chi ni ki tu me ji de yagu ji ke yo ro sam bu che che
So the end of life is death, is the final line. And that's, although when we're born, then we say, well, I'm living. But in fact, every moment we're headed towards our death. And so in each moment, we're actually we're dying. And so then, keeping this in mind, then, has its benefits, because at the end of your life, if you have, you know, when you die, then if you haven't thought about this, then you thought, oh, I was always going to be here, and you sort of increased your belief in that I'm just going to always be here, then you'll be very miserable at that time, have a very difficult death. Whereas if you kept it in mind that you're, you know, that eventually you're going to die, then you'd make, in that context, you'd make good use of your life and try and do things that are helpful to others, and cultivate a compassionate attitude, a loving attitude towards others. And so that at the end of your life, then you have some, you're satisfied, and then you know you avoid that kind of suffering at the end of your life.
Oh yeah, then you go kashore, don't that? Maybe the ring de la ko, maybe the yagbu she she kya kure si gora. Oh, the man the maybe the tangzin de she she pe. Tui tāk tu tēngi yin sēng pēnchū pēsum tsōkwa yu, kōsā pēsum tsōkwa yu, nē lū tō pēsum tsōkwa yu, sēm shī jū mā chēne, tī kwa mā būchī sā. Tī chē pē nē, lā rā ngē sōng tū tōng tū kūrē sī kio rā. Tī yin tū tāndā mī lū tōkwa tī, tāndā ndēmbā chē chē yā būchī mē sī kē kūrē sī. Tī mē nē, tēwā mā būchī chē chē yī lā rā ngē sōng tū lōng kūrē sī, ngā nī shōl kā nī bā chū bā, lām rī tī chē sē chū bā lōng chī bā.
So then if you keep these lines and the advice in mind, what happens is that you make good use of your life, and then whereas if you don't have those in mind and sort of use your life to, you know, to in a way that is harmful to others, and it doing a lot of things that are, what do you say, and create a lot of wrongdoing and so forth, then the result of that would be to take a miserable rebirth in your next lifetime. So, whereas the other, if you conducted your life in a helpful manner, helpful to others, then this verse comes into comes to be true here on page. Oh, where were we? 266 of the Great Treatise, Volume 1, from Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds. After repeatedly coming to happy rebirths and in spirit experiencing much joy there, you die and fall into the protracted and unbearable suffering of the miserable realms. So,
oh, yeah. So don't teach and get draw a chess at the city in another
way.
Or Cadu in a co, some basin than Demba. Yahoo Chuna, some Kibachi Chuna, some Bessamu make a galtanque. Then the Wiji Majuna, some Tune Majuna, some Zeve Samu Yungi. Then that Pamba the Deva Chuna, Dubu Majuna, some Tune Tandu Chava. Then it Tangum, Susan Nami, not Tangum.
So the advice that this verse is giving is that in your lifetime, once you are born, then you have to you should try your best to cultivate you know, with your family, your close friends, and so forth. And whoever you meet, then you try to cultivate an attitude of compassion, where you you're always thinking, oh, wouldn't it be? I have to. May these people always be free of any kind of difficulties or suffering. And that's kind of this compassion, where you want them to be free of any kind of suffering. And then may they have any kind of happiness. You're always thinking, may they always be happy. And that's the a loving attitude, where you want them to have happiness. And then you always treat others with a kind of impartiality, where you're not favoring one, being, attached to some and hostile towards others. Just always trying to be even-minded towards all, and then finally, just always having a joyful attitude of wanting others to always have happiness and be free of suffering. Then in that way, if you've cultivated that kind of attitude, then you'll not have those four kinds of attitudes. Then you'll not be reborn into a difficult situation in your next lifetime.
Right? Ani te yung tu gyo ra. Dati nga zu di yung ra ayo, ta kyo di yung ji. Nani yu shen den di gira. Shetan sung yu sem chan nas. Mara ni di gmar kandar nab shen. Yung yu jilam li ri, ta nga ti to jya mi do. Shetan sung yu sem chan nas, kong tu si gyo ra. Shetan sung yu nasa na shi ri. Mi di nasa na di ki bu yo ma ri, sabi ti gyo. Shetan sung yu sem chan na yi ni shiwa nyam ma nyus. Sem le shi di yo ma ri tene. Ani ni mi ngon shi ten mi ngur se. So su ni yi na koi yabu shi kuu ma re se go ra.
Oho,
di re, ka ta de wa ma nyo shi, ni mi ngon shi ten mi ngur se. Di di ko kondu di ka zayi na chung chung ki samu tang go ra. Di bi yo me na, ani chamba da tsewa da se tu yung gu yo ma ro wa.
Oho,
di ke shi mu re.
Then when you're trying to be loving and caring in those ways, and cultivating love and compassion and so forth, towards all, then usually we get this trouble of having some kind of anger and hostility and belligerence and so forth. They start to come. So then it's good to keep in mind to always try to your best to reduce this kind of feeling. There's a verse this is from Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds, again from Shantideva, where he's saying that once you have the kind of, I think it means wound of anger or hostility in your mind, then there's no way to be happy. Okay, you'll always be, you won't be able to sleep. You won't even be able to sleep. And your mind will become, sort of unstable, really. And so then the advice is to always, try your hardest to reduce your anger and hostility.
Mendo cheta, soso deba yoji ko che masona, kondu chik sagara. Deba yi keje, soso koya rejil ko kyun chik du samda ko kondu yungura. Mendo cheta, deba yi kekje bali chungwa yi chera. Yimi dewe se nye ne, shedan te de tan chum sos. Yimi dewa so shagura, yimi dewa de kondu ge kala su tere. Yimi dewa simba kiwu mene ne kondu be chuk chimbu ge ya ge kala se yimi dewa che ne kondu de ge yungura. So soon, the weather is drawn, Mendova chessona, Sebastian Tugu, Amara, Tostos, younger, some Seva Congoera. Seba give men any conversation, just a daddy or a. This way, imitate a saying, she that dead, the tangium sauce. Imitate a Seba give me a chasuna, conversation, or a Kalanashi recall, top gave it. And around me, you may make you so ganga, jump to the chump shavres, you are.
Then, this anger, then how do you, where does this come about? How does this come about? It comes about through you want something and you have, and then somebody prevents you or you can't get it, and then you get kind of irritable and then basically your mind becomes you get some kind of happiness or you're ill at ease, irritable, I guess is maybe another way of saying it, and then it's that kind of unhappy feeling or ill at ease feeling that is the food for anger. Anger and irritability builds up, feeding on that kind of a feeling that you have. So then, and then you'll do something, out of that. You'll do something that's hurtful to others, or say something. And so then you have to always be aware there of trying to keep your mind always is one way of thinking about it. But anyway, keeping your mind happy and or at ease.
No, yeah, this one doko. Chila babnya tagi ne kare yini chumi jasigdoa. Ne zu kare chabi ne sembati patlolo che kabuche tayati hajupa shi chare. Ti chuksu ne ne nyokta kanga yungguara. Chila babnya tagi ne kare yini chumi jas. Kebe dunge chuna chunya ne sembi rabna nyome jas. Kebe to susu dunge chu kale chuna seba komisha gama semba chup chu mare semba de kibuche tegire. Kebe dunge chuya ne sembi rabna nyome jas sem tangma che tegire nyogumare. Neju kare chuna ya ko semba yabuche tegire meva ma so chare. Chila babnya tagine kare yini chumi jas. Kare yi chuk suna ne kondu da chi chado da nga je de ne chame de rame ji shembe ji kanga yungguara.
So then the basically the skillful then are always trying, always keeping their, whatever may happen to them, they're trying to keep their mind on an even keel, is one way of saying it. But just that you, so that you don't get, once the mind sort of gets stirred up, then there's some kind of anger or something will occur. So you have to keep your mind very, what do you say? Even tempered, maybe, I think is probably the way we say it. And keep it, and also be tolerant, forgiving, patient with what others are, others' actions. So then if you wake up in the morning and have a strong determination that today I will not let my mind get disturbed by whatever happens during the day, even I lose all my money or basically have economic difficulties, something like that, then I have enough to eat. I have enough to, enough to. I have a. I'm still alive. I have good health, and keep your mind always, always. If you see your mind sort of slipping into some kind of getting, what do you say, irritable or disturbed by something, always try to keep your mind from having that kind of feeling. And then cultivate loving attitude or a compassionate attitude, and then if you let yourself just have a irritable mind if you avoid that kind of irritable mind and so forth, then you get a great deal of, what happens is that you're accumulating a great deal of virtue, as we say, but it means like constructive action or karma, and then And then this will only be helpful to you. This very, you're creating constructive causes for your own happiness. And then if you're able to keep your mind from being disturbed in that way, you'll have, what do you say? It's very effective to create these good causes or this merit or good karma, however you want to think of it. We have many ways of translating.
No, yeah. Then you go, yeah, mix it. Me so so nyam do dri konge kondu trunge ti yo na. Oh, da ko le seba kom sha go ko ya wo do nga ya seba kom ye ning du ya pe jung ge re chi re. Ke ke wa tru bin nga le seba kom da se re. Pao se ge ba ke se cha ju se ba do pao se ge do. Ko nga seba kom ye ten re ya wo le ten ti re ko le seba ma bu kom ge asam. Ko ra kar che ne che a nge seba kom ye sem kondu tru me asam ba ye na. Ani ko gune pao re yo ra. Peche nar jen chan ju sen basi ne tra rab jine ko duja jine ko se tub na kai o ma re se. Ko ne shingen re se re. Ngam ji ji kena to zi ngen le sen do ro se pa da chik bar ko re re ro re ya re ko rang ko ra re du gu re. Kela pao se ki ma re. Pao se de ngone jane di so su kong tu chum ko le se ba kum. Tende jane chan pao ngone di ti re se yo ra. Di indi ha. Mikse mi din re yo na ko tele ha. Tērīngi sāpa kōngi e kō kārī nē kōntu tū nā, yā hu dū sāṁ. Ngā sū chōjī pātē ādi shā sūngu yuwa. Kō ñamdu kōntu tū ngē mī chōpa ngēmba shibu jī yuwa rē. Mī kāngā tā kō tī ñamdu māshā rō jī kūjī kō kō tāngā shū sī yuwa rē. Mā ngā tī tāng kō ngā pē pēng tō kō yuwa, ngā kō sāpa kōm sā yuwa nā mēne yuwa kō ngā pēng tō kō yuwa sī yuwa. Da sāpa kōm nā nī yā hu rā sūsū mī jīwa mī mī jīwa sīn pēng tō yuwa mā rō kō.
So then you have to, like for instance, if you have somebody, you know that day you're going to be with a very difficult person who's very hard to get along with, and you have to be very patient with them all the time. Then instead of being unhappy about that situation, you should be happy. Oh, this is great! Now I get to practice, you know, being tolerant and patient and. What a great opportunity! Without them, how would I ever get such an opportunity? And just, you know, think, be happy, and keep your mind, you know, patient and tolerant with this person. But and if you do like that, then like Chandadeva says, and his engaging in the bodhisattva deeds, that person is a real hero. If you'd be a real, that's heroic if you can do like that. The other kind of hero, people call hero, where they're killing people in battle and so forth, that's not really a hero. Basically, those people are already going to die anyway, and then. It's like killing a corpse, you know. It's like, how is that heroic, you know? And so then, the real hero is somebody who maintains a patient and tolerant attitude towards all.
Rajin ko seva kum chowyore ane kondro malam je devina tikba mangu dagi ore sona mangu sagi ora seva le lagwe ne kewa mesere ti ndu e dadi sosul pe tonge sa che tumge be tikba da chunge kewa tum chunge sangye ko ba to al pe tonge ya wo shibje re sha samje samgure che ra na ge dala ka war cha sanga ra chine da ko say example tang ro o tindish ku ya ra tere maju na ka yang yang so ba kom to ne a ro
then so it's sort of like when an enemy appears be joyful is a we have that kind of advice and so then basically you're thinking that time, oh, this is great! I get an opportunity to cultivate my patience and And otherwise, if I don't ha- if this person wasn't around, I'd never have such a wonderful opportunity. So then you'd just be, you know, be happy at having that opportunity. There's one story of Atisha where he kept somebody with him who was really had really bad behavior, a really difficult person to be around, and as people used to, you know, say to Atisha, Atisha is a famous Indian teacher who came to Tibet. They used to say to him, "Oh, can't you get rid of this guy? He's really a difficult person to be with." And Atisha said, "Huh, why would I do that? He's helping me to cultivate patience every day. So why would I want to get rid of such a treasure?" And so then, yeah, basically you have to have an attitude like that.
So
now we're